Arratsaldeon. Ostegunero bezala hemen gaude soinu gela honetan. Gaur orain bi aste irri genuen moduan zeo zer berezia izango dugu, programa berezi bat, monografiko bat, zera bilduma bati buruz komentatu gendun, zera take warning, jendea kontuzibi izeneko bilduma, hiru CD izin ziren, Murder Ballads and Disaster Songs izenekoa, beraz, eriotzezko baladak baita abestiak, desastri buruzko abestiak, hauek kantu guztiak gratu ziren aspaldian, 1913-tik 1938-ra. Eta ibiliko gara programa osoan bilduma honekin. Bueno, hauek estatu batuetako kantuak dire, blues tradiziotik hartutakoak gehien bat, baina ez bakarrik hemen badaoz haintzineko country, folk, baladak, jazz, kanturen bat bebai, baina gehien bat haintzineko country, haintzineko bluesa hauek dire, gaur izango ditugun musika esparruak gaiei begire, esan dugu moduan, anitz izango ditugu desasteak, gauzak, izugarriak, baina Tom Waitzek esaten dauen moduan, berak aurkezten du bilduma hau, eta Tom Waitzek dino, hogeiko hamarkadan, bukaeran eta hogeita hamarreko hamarkadetan, pasaren mendean jakina, ba, estatu batuetan eta mundu osoan be, ba, krisi ekonomikoa, haundia zegoen, gaur dagoen moduan. Eta, ba, berak zihoen garai hartan kantuak bihurtu ziren nolabait tresnak, bizirik zegoen jendearentzat tresnak ziren, komunitatea, gizartea begiratzen hartzen zituen kantuak eta nolabait bilduma honetan dauzen kantuak dino Tom Waitzek lorategi basati bat dago nun hasten ziren zera, olako tradizioak, ezta? Hemen dauz, zera, bilduma hau, People Take Warning bilduma, kaleratu zutenean orain urte pare bat edo, estatu batuetan, oso disketxe fina, Tompkins Square izeneko disketxea, 2007, orain iru urte, kaleratu zuten lehendabiziko bilduma hau iru zedekoa, oso aurkezpen polita, liburu baten itxuraz, eta gero kantu guztiak, anotatuak, oharrak, eta argazki, itzelezko argazki zahar batzuk kantu iburuz, eta egituratu egin zuten bilduma hori hiru ataletan, hiru sede eta hiru atal. Lehenengokoa, Man versus Machine, beraz gizakia makinaren kontrakoa. Hemen dauz, esate baterako, ba, istripuak, tren istripuak, itsasontzi istripuak, eta barrekoak. Bigarren atalean, bigarren zedean, Man versus Nature, beraz gizakia naturaren kontra. Makinaren kontra lehenengokoa, bigarren naturaren kontra. Hemen dauz uoldeak, ziketeak, goseteak, urakaiak eta abarreko desastreak. Eta gero, hirugarren zedean, Man versus Man, eta parentesis artean, and Woman too, beraz gizakia gizakiaren kontra. Eta hemen dauz, ba, hilketak eta horrelakoak. Hemen izango dugu dudarik gabe Frankie and Johnny berriro berzinoren bat. Bueno, ba, ziko gara lehenengoko zatiaz, gaurko programa, bi orduko programa honetan izango dugu gutxi gora bera 40 minutu atal bakoitzaren txat, kantu guztiak entzuteko, denborari jakina ez, guztire hemen dauz irurogei tamar kantu, guztire, eta ba, eren bat entzuten badugu, ba, suerte izango du. Hasiko gara lehenengoko atalean, esan dugu moduan Man versus Machine, beraz gizakia makinaren kontra. Eta lehenengoko kantua blues bat da, High Henry Brown eta Charlie Jordanek grabatu egin zuten kantu hori, mendearen hasieran, euren grabatu egin zuten kantua 1922, martxoaren 14an, eta Titanic Blues izenekoa, Titanic itsasontziaren ondoratzea izin zan, gaibet eta kantu pilo bat egin ziren horretaz, eta hauze oso kantu bitxie da, gauza arraroa, askoz ezagunagoak badauz, baina honetan agertzen da Captain Smith, Titanic itsasontziaren kapitaina, agertzen da kantu honetan ume batzuekaz, umei esaten lasai egoteko, eta baina Titanic itsasontzia pikutara joan zan, kapitainak hori esaten zabe moduan, eta bera ere hil zan. Hemen argazki batean ikusten dugu, liburuzkan dagoen argazki batean ikusten dugu, Karpatia itsasontzitik, Karpati izin zan beste itsasontzi bat, iparre itsasoan zebilena, eta joan zana laguntzera, baina berandua llegatu zana, eta eurek atara zuten Karpazia itsasontzitik izeber famatu horren argazkia, ez da, Titanic itsasontzia pikutara joan zan, ondoratu egin zan, izeber handi bategaz, kolpe handi baten aurka, kolpe hartu zauelako, eta hemen ikusten dugu egun urrengoko egunean, egia esan urrengoko goizan izeber hori. Bueno, entzun dezagun Titanic Blues, High Henry Brown eta Charlie Jordanek grabatu zuten moduan orain 80 urte ia. Esan dugun moduan Titanic itsasontziaren istripuari buruz kantu asko egin ziren dozenaka, eta bilduma honetan gutxienez sei edo agertzen dire. Entzun dugu bat, blues kantu bet, eta orain bitxikeria bat, hauze grabatu zen asko zarinago, grabatu zen 1913 eta 13an, ekainaren 29an. Judatar batek kantor Joseph Rosenblatt, Joseph Rosenblatt kantariak egin zuen, bera izin zan zera, klezmer musika egiten zuen gizona eta kantaria bebai, eta berak idatzi zauen El Moler Hakim Für Titanic izenekoa, jidizera gerratutakoa, eta ingeles ez bebai. Bueno, ba, Titanicen kontua izin zan, oso, zera, oi hartzen handia izan zuen judatarren artian, ze judatar asko egon ziren Titanic itzatzen ziren bertan, eta garai hartan gainera Estatu Batuetara milaka joaten ziren urtero itsasontziz beti, eta gainera Titanic itsasontzian hil zan, bueno, ba, filantropo bat judatarra Isidor Strauss izenekoa, gainera denota bat dago ze bere andra, Aida izenekoa, aukera izan zuen bere bizimodua salbatzeko, ba, andrak eta umeak salbatu egin ziren hainbeste, joan ziren etxalupetetara, baina Aida bere andra ze aukatu egin zuen aukera hori, eta berak esan zaben beti bizi egin zan berarekin, Isidorarekin, eta bera joatan zan lekura, bera joango zan, eta biak hil ziren. Eta horretaz doa, Josef Rosenblatek egin zuen kantu hori, 1913an, esan dudan modua, ia 100 urte orain.
Bilbo iria, hiri irratia.
Bueno, ba, tren istripuak ere asko egon ziren garai hartan. Eta horretaz kantu mordo. Adibidez, Wreck of the Old Southern 97 izenekoa, Skillet Liquors, Railet Packet kantariaren taldeak grabatu zuen 1927, martxoaren 28an, istripu hau arinago gertatu zen, istripu hau gertatu zen 1903an, iraiaren 27an, Danville izeneko herrizkan Virginia estatuan. Hau izin zen, zera posta tren bat, mail train, 1897 izenekoa, kantuan agertzen den moduan, Wreck of the Old Southern 97, eta irten zen, trenbidetik irten zen, eta jausi zen, amildegi batetik 75 metro, eta tren horretan bidaiari gitzi egon ziren, bakarrik langileak, 9 pertsona, eta 9ak hil ziren, Joseph Brody izin zen trenaren gidaria, eta gero hainbeste bersinoetan, hainbeste kantuetan agertzen zana Joe Henry izenarekin eta Casey Jones izenarekin batzutan. Bueno, entzungo dugu bertzio, kantu hori, Skillet Liquors taldeak egin zauena. Kantu bat, ez da lehenengokoa istripu honetaz, Henry Witterrek egin zuen beste bat, eta Vernon Dalhartek bebai, baina Skillet Liquorsena ziurazko izin zan kanturik eta biziena.
Always behind time. This is not 38, but it's all 97. You must hurry and spend some time. Well, he turned and he said to his dirty, greasy farmer, just shovel in a little more coal. Song is great that he lost his air brakes, and you see what a jump he began to scream. He was found in the wreck, his hand on the throttle, and was scalded to death by the
izan dugu itsasontzi istripuak, tren istripu bat kantu honetan, orain ezberdina, Crash of the Akron, Francis Sim, azpi izeneko kantua. Bueno, hause izin zan zepelin baten istripua, bakizue, zepelinak, ez ziren abioiak, ez ziren, bai, gazkinak bai, baina ez abioiak, ez da, beste mota batekoak, ez dakit zelan deskribatu, pusika hondi bat be ez ziren, baina bazuten motor bat, eta ba, ez dakit zelan deskribatu zepelin bat, ez badozue inoiz ikusi bat, baina erabi egin ziren, eta gainera Europatik Ameriketara joateko egiteko bidaiak. Gero 1928an Hindenburg izeneko zepelina Alemaniarra, ba, istripu, itxerezko istripu izan zauen, estatu batuetara ailegatzean, eta hortik aurrera zepelinak desagertu egin ziren, eta bakarrik hegazkinak edo abioiak erabili ziren. Bueno, hauze gertatu zen 1913an istripu hau, apirilaren 4an. Gertatu zan Barnegat Lighten, New Jersey estatuan, izin zan goizeko lehenengoko orduetan. Eta, bueno, ba, zepelin hau USS Akron izenekoa, ZRS lau, bere izena klabean, eta izin zan zepelin bat estatu batuetako, osea, ejertzituarena, baina, bueno, erabiltzen zan bidaiariak eroateko, bidaiak egiteko, 74 bidaiariak egon ziren gehi tripulazioa, eta ez dago esaterik guztiak azkenen gora arte hil zirela istripu honetan. Entzun dezagun, beraz, Bob Millerrek grabatu zuen berzioa, eta berak grabatu egin zuen urrengoko egunean. Hau, gertatu zen apirilaren 4an eta apirilaren 5an, 1913an grabatu egin zuen Bob Millerrek.
Listen to this sad, sad story of the Akron, queen of the air. Once a triumph of the Navy, now but a memory there. We can always replace an aircraft in beauty every way. But we can't replace those brave souls who lost their lives that day. 73 good men have perished. They all died at their post. 73 passed on to glory out on that Jersey coast. Our hearts cry with the families of the gallant souls that are gone. The 73 souls that perished in that tragedy of the dawn. Sailed from Lakehurst 7:30 Monday night. An awesome silvery beauty that started on its flight. An enraged element called lightning with fury in its grip destroyed what was once such beauty, destroyed that noble ship. Surely angels up in heaven all wept as they looked on, weeping for the souls that perished for those gallant souls that dawn. Surely that great judge in heaven, as he sits upon his throne, will welcome these gallant heroes into his heavenly home.
bilboiria@gmail.com.
Bueno, ba, izan dugu istripu mota askotakoak, orain berriro ere tren istripu bategaz, baina kantu hau oso, oso ezaguna da, aurrekoak ez dira ezaguna, Casey Jones bai. Memphiseko bluesman eta folk kantaria Ferry Lewisek grabatu egin zuen 1928an, abuztuaren 29an. Kantua balada nahiko luzea zenez, bi zatitan banantakoa disko baten bi aldetan sartzeko, bestela ezagoen aukerarik. Biak entzungo ditugu, Casey Jonesena. Casey Jones izin zan tren baten gidaria eta kantu honetan kontatzen digute ze istripu izan zauen bere zera lokomotoran eta zelan hil zan Casey Jones.
I woke up this morning, 4 o'clock. Mr. Case told if I'm get his ball of heart. Put on your water, put on your coat, put your head out the window, see my driver's roll, see my driver's roll. Put your head out the window, see my driver's roll. Lord, some people said Mr. Case couldn't run. Let me tell you what Mr. Case had done. He left Memphis, was 49, got Newport News, it was dinner time, what dinner time. Got Newport News, it was dinner time. I sold my gin, I sold the street, police rum to my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nod her head, she made me welcome to the falling bed, to the falling bed. Made me welcome to the falling bed. Lord, people said to Casey, you run over time. You have nothing losing with the 109. Casey said, it ain't in mine. I run in glory if I make my time. Said all the passengers better keep yourself here. And that's gonna shake like Cheney did, like Cheney did. I'm not gonna shake like Cheney did. Mr. Case run his engine in the miles of place. Number 4 stabbed him in the face. The death toll case is where you must leave town. Bleed my soul, I'm Alabama bound, Alabama bound. My soul, I'm Alabama bound. Mrs. Casey said she dreamt a dream. The night she bought the sewing machine. The needle got broke, she could not sew. She loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so, told me so. Loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. That was a woman named Miss Alice Fry. Them on ride, Mr. Casey, or I died. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. A rambling woman with a rambling mind, got a rambling mind.
Bederatzi lau, lau bi lau, iru zazpi zero lau, Bilbo iria.
Casey looked at his water, water was low. Looked at his watch, watch was slow. On the road again. And that bonnie's gonna roll again. Lord, the people tell by the thought I'm on, they made the fire, Mr. Casey Jones, Mr. Casey Jones. Mr. Casey said before he died, one more road and he wants to ride. He would tell kids which road is he, the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe, Santa Fe. This morning I heard someone was dying. Mrs. Casey's telling on the doorstep crying. Mama, mama, I can't keep from crying. Papa got killed on the serving line, on the serving line. Papa got killed on the serving line. Mama, mama, how can it be? Kill my father on the first degree. Children, children, won't you hold your breath? Draw another 10 from your father's death, from your father's death. On the road again. I'm a natural Eastman on the road again. Tuesday morning, it looked like rain. Around the curve came a passing train. Under the bar lay the Casey Jones, good old engineer, but it's dead and gone, dead and gone. On the road again. I'm a natural Eastman on the road again. I left Memphis to spread the news. Memphis women don't wear no shoes. Had it written in the back of my shirt. Natural born Eastman don't have to wait. Don't have to wait. I'm a natural born Eastman, don't have to wait.
Bueno, ba, entzun dugu Casey Jones, balada famatu eta zea tren gidari honi buruzkoa, Ferry Lewisek egin zuena, 1928an. Urte bat harinago, 27an, abuztuaren 11an, Richard Rabbit goitizenekoa Brownek grabatu egin zauen The Titanic. Berriro ere, izango dugu Titanic itzazontziari buruzko kantua. Richard Brown izin zan bluesman eta folk kantaria, balada kantaria itxela. Kantu gitzi, zoritzarrez oso kantu gitzi, itzi zigun, ozizkigun eta... Bueno, hauetariko bat izin zan The Titanic izenekoa. The Titanicen versio honetan, bera, esan behar duguna da gaina Richard Brown sarritan bizizan New Orleansen eta Baton Rougeen eta ba, portutara joaten zan eta marinelen artean ibiltzen zan askotan eta bueno, berak bazekien sarritan egoten zan itsasontzietan, bazekien itsasontzi batean egotea zarzan eta ba, berak egin zuen The Titanic.
Titanic left South Hamilton. Each one was happy as bride and groom. No one thought of danger or what their fate may be, until a gruesome icebreaker 1,500 perished in the sea. That was early Monday morning, just about the break of day. Captain Smith called for help from the Carpathia, and it was many miles away. Everyone was calm and silent. The ask each other what that trouble may be. Nothing in the depth was leaking beyond upon that northern sea. The Carpathia is the wildest SOS in distress. Come at once, we are thinking. Make no delay and do your best. Get your lifeboat all in readiness, cause we are going down very fast. We have saved the women and the children and try and hold out to the land. You know, at last they called all the passengers, told them to hurry to the deck. Then they realized that the mighty Titanic was on out there. They load the lifeboats one by one, taking women, children from the shore. The poor men who all left to care for themselves, but they sure played a hero's part. You know, they stood out on that sinking deck, and it was all in great despair. You know, accidents may happen most any time, and we know not when and where. The music played as they went down on that dark blue sea. And you could hear the sound, that familiar hymn, singing there, oh my God, to be. The finial, so my for to be. Yes, my soul shall be. Yes.
Bueno, esan dugu istripu pillo bat balada hauetan, gabiz People Take Warning, jendea kontuz ibiki izeneko bildumagaz eta lehenengoko zedearekin, Man versus the Machine, gizakia makinaren kontra. Izan ditugu itxasontzi istripuak, tren istripuak, zeppelin istripuak, orain hause bitxie da, Wreck of the Mountain Road. Kantu hau eta lehen entzun duguna tren istripu bati buruz antzekoak dire, baina kasu honetan da, eta hau da lehenengoetarikoa, kantu bat, zera, kotxesko istripu bat, edo autobusa, nola bai, autobusa edo kamioi txiki bat edo. Zera, Wreck on the Mountain Road dago oinarrituta Wreck on the Old 97 lehen entzun dugun kantua, programaren hasieran. Bestia zan tren istripuari buruz eta Paul Miles and the Red Fox Chasers taldeak egin zuen beste bat Lonnie Brown gidariari buruzko. Lonnie Brown izin zan zera garraiolari bet kamioia gidatzen zauena eta bera hil zan istripu, kamioi istripu batean Ben Mountain herrian Runanuke hori Virginia estatuan. Izin zan, esan dugun moduan, erregistratuta dauden, dagoen eta lehenengoetarikoa, istripu hau. Eta talde honek grabatu egin zuen kantua apiriaren laua, 1988, Ipar Karolinako taldea. Programa honetan gainera orain gitzi izan gendun, The Red Fox Chasers taldearen produzio osoa, kantu guztiak, orain gitzi konpilatu egin ziren, batu egin ziren bilduma batean, eta hause izin zan hauetariko kantu bat. Wreck on the Mountain Road, istripua mendiko errepidean.
Thank you. love can travel and it's full of the dangers why. If on the highway he had to travel and the curve were many and sharp, it was late in the day when he left the valley and he wanted to make it by dark. And he died there upon the ground. Now to all other men who drive this mountain, let this be a warning to you. He left his wife and two little children gone, they won't fight to you. We would say to me and their two little children, loving memory be true. They've been at home beyond no trouble. We is waiting for it to ring anew.
Bueno, eta esan dugun moduan, ia 40 minutu egin dugu gaurko programan, eta, bueno, beste kantu bat gehiago entzungo dugu atal honetan, eta, ba, gero, hasiko gara bigarren zatiarekin. Wreck of the Westbound Airliner, Alfred Reed azpi izeneko kantua entzungo dugu. Hauz izin zan, zera, egazkin istripu bet, hemen agertzen da gainera egazki batean. Egazkin hori zelan geratu zan. Hollywoodera joaten zan, zera, abioi hori, eta bertan zegoen abioi horretan Nut Rockne izeneko, bera izin zan, futbol, estatu batuetako, futbola, American football, zera, coach, entrenadorea. Eta bera joaten zan Hollywoodera pelikula baterako, beste zazpi pertsona egon ziren abioi hartan, eta bueno, guztiak, sortzirak hil ziren. Estripua Kansasen gertatu zen, martxoaren 2011, 1911 ere bai. Bueno, ba, Blind Alfred Reed izin zen egin zauena, kantua komposatu zauena, eta entzungo dugun berzioa, gero berak ez zuen, berak kantua egin bai, baina grabatu ez, Fred Pendleton, bibolin jolea, eta Vernal Best mandolina jolea bikotea, bueno, taldea gaz, The West Virginia Melody Boys country taldearekin grabatu egin zuten. Eta beitu, eurek grabatu zuten apiriaren 7an, urte berean, beraz, aste bat pasaute bakarrik, eta kantua bazegoen erregistratuta irratian entzuteko garai hartan. Eta ikusi dugun moduan, lehen kasu batean, urrengo gogunean grabatzen zen kantua, ikusten dugu zelan, kantuak beste funtzio bat zuten garai hartan, izan zirenia, ba, zera, egunkaria edo zera, albistegiaren kontua betetzen zutena. Hau zera kantua, Wreck of the Westbound Airliner.
Oh, great airplane on her way up in the sky went flying o'er cities and towns. Before those on board knew that danger was nigh, came down with a crash to the ground. The great plane went speeding along on its way till it hovered above the Flint Hill. And then without warning it crashed to the ground. Every passenger on board was killed. On board this great liner with all of the rest, one well of my own Notre Dame, it rocked me in making this trip to the west. Went down with the great aeroplane. The people soon gathered from cities and towns. They trembled, their faces turned pale. on the ground, not a one left to tell us that tale. There was many a heart filled with sadness and pain as the message came over the of the wreck of the great aeroplane and filled everyone with despair. We never shall know just what wrecked the great plane, what many brave men lost their lives. The cause of their fate must forever remain a great mystery of the sky. Oh, let us take warning wherever we be, on land, on the sea, in the sky. There's coming a summons for you and for me, a time when we'll all have to die.
Bueno, ba, 45 minutu egin dugu azkenean apur bat gehiago, eta orain hasiko gara bigarren atalekin. People Take Warning izeneko bildumagaz, gabiz, lehenengoko atala, lehenengoko sedearen hainbeste kantu, ba, dozen erdi edo, apur bat gehiago entzun ditugu, Man versus Machine. Eta orain, Man versus Nature, beraz, hauek dire gizakiaren, gizakia naturaren kontra izandako estandak nolabait zera topaketa zoritzarrezkoak. Bueno, ba famatuena horrelako kantuen artean orain entzungo duguna famatuetarikoa izan zen Charlie Patton bluesman garrantzitsua, itxindaria benetazko, bueno, blues modernoa dago oinarritute nolabait Charlie Pattonek egin zauen lanean, zentsu handi batean, eta berak grabatu egin zuen High Water Everywhere, uolde edo ur altuak, uoldeak, nun bai, leku guztietan. Bizatietan egindako kantua, berriro ere kantu luzea, blues bat nahiko luzea dugu, eta agertu zen disko batean bi aldetan, horren entzungo ditugu bizatiak. Berak grabatu egin zuen ez dakigu eguna, zehatz mehatz, baina abenduan grabatu zuen 1929. Uolde erraldoi hori gertatu zen bi urte harinago. Hau izin zen, 20. mendean eta gaur egun arte be egondan haundiena. 1927, Mississippi baia irten zen, eta uoldea itzelesko kaltea, itzelesko triskantzia egin zuen, ehundaka pertsona hil ziren, eta herriak geratu ziren suntzituta guztiz Mississippi ibaiaren ertzetan. Berak idatzi zuen High Water Everywhere, baina honi buruz blues eta abesti asko konposatu egin ziren. Bueno, Patonek egin zuen nolabait oso unkigarria da bere bertsioa, eta kontutan hartu behar duguna da Charlie Patton izan zen lekukoa, bera egon zen Mississippi alde hartan istripu handi hori gertatu zanean, uoldeak gertatu zirenean, beraz ez da kontatu ziotenak berari baizik eta berak ikusi zauena kontatzen dauena kantu unkigarri honetan.
The backwater of the road around some hill drove me down that line. Backwater of the road at Samner go put y'all down that line. And I tell that water don't jump through this town. Lord, that old round overflow. Lord, that whole round country, man, is overflow. can't see him. Gotta go wild, hard, boy.
I was going to the hill of country, but it got me bob. Now look at you, now Lila, silver rising high. Look at you, boy, now Lila, silver rising high.
Boy, it's rising over there, yeah.
I'm gonna move over to Greenville, oh, I think it's goodbye. Yeah, water down, Lord, in the brook, road most everywhere. The water, Greenville, and Leo, knowing down the road everywhere.
Boy, you can't never see ya.
I would go down the road, down, but the tell me it's water now. Now the water now, mama, just up yours is down. Well, now tell me the water, just up yours is down.
Boy, I'm going to Big Boy.
Well, I'm going to Big Boy, for I have mine. I am going out that water while land don't ever flow. Well, I'm going on a hill where water don't never flow.
Boy, Charlie calling is still a gone show.
Fall out county one is that over Tallahassee.
Boy, when Tallahassee be trying to go over there.
Lord, the water done rest all over Jackson Road. Lord, the water done raging over the Jackson Road.
Boy, you got my claws.
I'm going back to the hill of country. Won't be worried no more.
FM Larogeta Masi Puntu Cero, Bilbo Iria.
Hey, what up? That water at lava, don't talk China town. It was 50 families in Europe, some of the dead and down. The water was rising up in my friend's door. The water was rising up in my friend's door. The man said to his women, Lord, we'd better go. The water was rising, caught up in my bed. The water rolling, caught up to my bed. I thought I would take a trip, Lord, I don't think I'd slept. Oh, yeah, the water flowed up on my door. I am the eyes of the Lord digging down. I couldn't get no further, let it take on down. Oh, I'd water rising, and it digging down. In the water was riding, apples all around.
What is all around?
It was 50 minutes to lie, stop the singing drown. Oh, Lord, we
digging down. Lord have mercy. I couldn't see nobody home, man, for no one to be found.
Bueno, Gabiz, Man vs. Nature kontuekin, eta ba, desestreak izin aldire, zan dugu moduan, ba, goseteak, uriteak, lehorteak, urakaiak, urakanak, baina bebai gaixotasunak, esate baterako gripea. Memphis flu entzungo dugun kantua. Bakizue, orain gitxi be izan gendun... Ba, ez den zuten gripearen kontua itzeli zingo zala, gero zorionez ez da izan hainbesterako, batzuek dinote izindala laboratorioen kontu hernio bat, antolatu dutena munduko osasun elkartearekin batera, ba, saltzeko txertoak gure beste, eta ez da zorionez ez zergertatu, baina pasaden mendearen zehar, gripe, zera, epidemiak oso gogorrak ziren. Batez be, egon zana, uste dut, 1000 eta 17 edo 18, jende gehiago hil zan epidemia horren ondorioaz, lehenengoko munduko gerratearen ondorioz baino. Ezaten dute, kalkulatzen dute, ez dakit, buruz orain, ez dut, goratzen, uste dut, 20 milioi pertsona kalkulatzen dute hil zirela, denbora gitzitan epidemia horren ondorioz, berton Euskal Herrian, 1000 be bai, eta ia familia guztietan baten bat zegoen hil zana. Hau ze, izin zan beste epidemia bat, Memphis irian egon zana, 1900 eta 1910 gertatu zan, eta urte berean, urtearen bukaeran, abenduaren 16 grabatu egin zuen Elder Currik izeneko kantari batek orain entzungo duguna. Kantari hau, nik esango nuke, abadea zala, erreberendoa zala, eta berak ezaten dau kantu honetan epidemia honek hil zituela bai, bai aberatzak, bai pobreak, eta gehiago hilko zituela ezaten dau berak, eta ba, logikoa dela dinok beraz pekatuetan bizitzeagatik hori da merezi zutenak eta hori esaten zauen Elder Currik, ez dakit oso popularra zan kantu hori ala ez, ba, entzun dezagun.
Let's go.
bilboiria.com. Interneten ere zuzenean entzungai.
Bueno, zuteak ere baditu hemen Ohio Prison Fire entzungo du orain. Hau ze izin zan, Ohio estatuko presondegian gertatu zan zutea. Antza bertan ziren hiru presok egin zuten zue, piztu zuten zue, eta antza hauetariko bi gero euren burua akatu, damututa egon ziren, ze urte horretan 1930-an, apirilaren 21-an, guztire 322 preso hil ziren zute horretan kizkaldute, imaginatu. Bueno, lehen Bob Miller izan dugu, horatzen zarete urrengoko egunean grabatu egin zuen kantu bete desastre bati buruz, eta berriro ere piano jole Bob Miller daukagu Jack Mahoney kantariarekin batera. Charlotte and Bob Miller grabatu egin zuten apirilaren 24 eta 25, 1910-an, beraz, hiru egun zutea eta 322 pertsona hauek hilostean, eta hiru egun geroago grabatu egin zuten. Hemen badago zera ama bat joaten dala semearen gorpuaren bile, eta berak hartzen dau zera zaintzaile baten gandik hartzen dau semearen gorpua. Nahiko kantu tragikoa, Ohio Prison Fire izenekoa.
Cries of fire filled the air, maddened men ran everywhere in that big Ohio prison tragedy. Ways to safety were all blocked, many cells were barred and locked, and the raging flames brought death and agony. Frantic convicts begged for air, many were cremated there. Oh, the horror of that scene, the moans and pleas. While the red inferno raged, human beings trapped and caged, how they prayed and cried to God on bended knees. Picture an old lady there, climbing up the smoldering stair, looking for her boy, a victim of the flames. Now her tears are falling fast, and she finds her son at last. All a tremble, she looks on his charred remains.
Oh.
Is this your son's body, lady?
Oh, this might be him. Oh, he's little and frail like that. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy. It's Mother, honey. Mother. Oh, Mother knows you were good. You were always good to Mother, weren't you, dear?
Can you identify this body?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll take him. I'll take my boy back now. The state's finished with him. The state's finished with all of these bodies. These poor, charred bodies. Oh, who's to blame for this awful, awful thing? Who's to blame? Oh, bodies, bodies, bodies. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Now the state so graciously gives his body back to her after life has flown and he has paid the toll. Prison bars kept them apart, kept him from her lonely heart, but they can't imprison his immortal soul. Oh, society may sneer at these convicts lying here. After all, they're human, be they what they may. Judge not each man for his crime, for we'll all be judged sometime when the master calls us on the the judgment day.
Bueno, lehen entzun dugu gripe epidemiari buruzko kantua, baina beste gaizotasun batzuk egoten ziren, eta ez bakarrik gizakiaren kontrakoak ibiltzen zirenak. Kasu honetan izin zan olako plaga bat, akatu egiten zauena usta desegin, eta nekazariak ibili ziren gozes jakine. Vol Weevil izeneko zera parasitoa, eta harrapatu zauena kotoiesko zera usta desegiteko, kotoiesko landareak izorratzen zituen parasito bat zan Vol Weevil izenekoa. Kantu asko dauz, guk entzungo ditugu pare bat. Bata, kantzikantari batek, John Carson Bibolin joleak egindakoa, 1924an, apirilaren, eta lauan egindakoa, Dixie Ball Weevil izenekoa.
Farmer said to the boll weevil, I believe you were on the square. The boll weevil says to the farmer, my whole darn family's there. We come to get you home, we're gonna get you home. The doctor, you can put out your little pill, but when I get through with the farmer, he can't pay no doctor bill. I'm gonna get his home, I'm gonna to get his home. To the farmer, I'll swing right on your gate. And when I get through with your cotton, you're gonna sell that Cadillac. It's gonna get you home, I'll come to get you home. Farmer says to the merchant, I want some meat and meal. Go away from here, you son of a gun, you got boll weevils in your field. They're gonna get you home, they come to get you home. Boll weevil says to the farmer, you can ride in that forage machine, but when I get through with your cotton, you can't buy gasoline. I'm gonna get you home, I come to get you home. Boll weevil says to the farmer, I certainly wish you well. The farmer said to the boll weevil, I wish you was in Griffin, Georgia.
Bueno, Vol Weevil izin zan kotoiesko landareak izorratu zituen parasito hori. Entzun dugun kantua, country bibolin jole batek egindakoa, eta orain entzungo duguna Charlie Pattonena, lehen entzun dugu beste Charlie Pattonen kantu bat, High Water Everywhere, Vol Weevil Blues izin zan, agian Charlie Pattonek komposatu zauen, garatu zuen, eta kanturik famatuena, oso saldua izin zin kantu hau. Berak erregistratu egin zuen abestia ekainaren 14an, 1929.
There's a little boll weevil keep moving in the Indian, Lordy. You can plant your cotton and you won't get a heavy thing, Lordy.
hold on. A Louisiana ring takes it a wild, pretty and bold on. Well, I thought it bow, we've a lot of snake, a lot of Indiana. Next time I see the bloody hat, his family there, on her. Oh, we were left taking a lot of business, pay well, on her. Where are you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, gonna get a loo down her head, on her. Oh, we were set for one, ain't got to get fell, on her. I let one suck all the blossom and leave you a happy square on her. Next time I see you, I had your family there on her. Boy, we were little white, we sit down on the hill on her. Boy, we were told the wife, let's take this for the hill on her. Oh, we were told the wife said, I believe I'll make a law on her. All right, we'll tell all about her. We let her leave Louisiana and go to Arkansas on her. Well, I saw the bull weevil, a lot of snake, a lot of Indian on her. Next time I see the bloody hand, his family's there on her. Oh, we were told about that thing, got to get fell on her. Sucked all the blinds of the leaves, yeah, had to swell on her. Oh, we were, where you need a hold on her. More did it, where they raised cotton and corn on her. Oh, we were,
Bilbo Hiria, Hiri Irratia.
Bueno, ba, orain lurrikada baten kontua, de Santa Barbara Earthquake, bitu Santa Barbara, Kaliforniako kostaldean. Orain herri handi bet da, eta udarako herri, eta bueno, nire ikasle bat Santa Barbarakoa da, orain egun pare bat bueltatu da Kaliforniara, baina egon da kurtso osoa hemen Euskal Herrian ikasten institutu batean egiten DBH-a. Santa Barbara, esan dudan moduan, 1928an hau gertatu zanean leku txikerra zan, eta ekainaren 29an, 1925an, lurrikada haundi bat, 6.6,3ko zera, Richter eskala famatu horretan zailkatutakoa. Zera, ba, herria txikerra izanik ere, downtown erdigunea geratu zen oso suntxituta, eta 13 pertsona hil ziren. Hori gertatu, zera, ekainean, ez, hau grabatu egin zen, bueno, egia zen, Carson Robinson egin zuen kantu hau, orain entzungo duguna, de Santa Barbara Earthquake, bakarrik 30 egun geroago, ezta? 1925an ustaian egin zuen kantua. Baina guk entzungo dugun bertsioa Green Baileyk grabatu zauena 3 urte geroago, azaroaren 30ean 1928an grabatu egin zuen sea Green Bailey que versiño de Santa Barbara Earthquake.
Among the hills so tall stood a town called Santa Barbara. They thought would never fall. But on that fatal morning, before the break of day, while the people all lay sleeping, the hills began to sway. And homes and buildings trembled, went crashing to the ground. The town lay all in darkness, and light could not be found. There were wives and children screaming and dying everywhere, and the people all were praying, "Oh God, please hear our prayer." But some of them lie sleeping beneath the fallen stones. Their lips were closed forever, never more to cry or mourn. When daylight found the people with sad and aching hearts, they were searching for their families that the earthquake tore apart. This is just another warning from God up in the sky, to tell all his good people that he still reigns on high. We cannot tell the moment when he may call us home, so we should all be ready before the time has come.
Bueno, azkenengo kantu bat, beste 40 minutu pasatu dire, eta ba, bukatuko dugu bigaren atala, Man vs. Nature-en atal hori, gizakia naturaren kontrakoa. Izan dugu apur bat danatarik, desastre hutsa guztiak. Izan ez duguna da, olako urakana ondino, ez da? Eta entzungo dugu bat, The Puerto Rico Storm. Hauze gertatu zen, San Felipe izena izan zuen, urakan horrek. San Juan, Puerto Rico zea, hiriburua suntzitu egin zuena. Hori gertatu zen, iraiaren 14an, bakizu urakanak Karibe aldean beti dire. Ba, orain hasten dire, ekainean eta urrir arte, hori da urakai, zea, urakan garaia Kariben. Hau gertatu zen, iraiaren 14an, 1928an. San Felipe izeneko urakana jozuen San Juan hiriburua, eta 40 persona hil ziren egun hartan. Carson Robinsonek egin zuen kantua, berak egiten zuen moduan, lehen entzun dugu Santa Barbara Earthquake, hilabete bat pasaute egin zuen. Carson Robinsonek egin zuen Puerto Rico Storm izeneko kantua, iraiaren 28an, beraz 14 egun gerotxoagoa urakana gertatu ostean. Eta kasu honetan Carson Robinson irukote bera entzungo dugu, berak grabatu egin zuen bere irukotegaz, The Puerto Rico Storm izeneko kantua, eta hauxe da entzungo duguna.
September night, the sky was calm and peaceful, the whole world gay and bright, and high up in the heaven there shone a harvest moon, and no one thought disaster would come to them so soon. How quick the scene was shifted to one of grief and pain. A mighty storm was on them amid the pouring rain. The wind was like a demon that tore across the land, and left a path of suffering and death on every hand. Well, once were homes and gardens with trees and flowers fair, was now a mass of ruin, destruction everywhere. And broken-hearted people were there at break of dawn to search with eyes so weary for loved ones who were gone. Then on across the ocean the mighty storm did roar, and ships were torn from anchor and dashed up on the shore. Then Florida was stricken, and people held their breath as onward rushed the demon till thousands met their death. We can't explain the reason why sadness must be born. We cannot tell the moment that mighty voice may call. And we should all remember, each one must meet his fate and get right with our Maker before it is too late.
944-4-7-0-4, Bilbo Hiria.
Bueno, esan dugun moduan, beste 45 minutu pasatu dire, bigarren atala bukatu eta hirugarrena eta azkenengoa gaurko programan zabalduko dugu. Hirugarren zedean, People Take Warning bilduma honetan daukagun atala, daukagun gaia atal honetan da Man versus Man and Woman Too. Beraz, gizona, gizonaren kontra eta andraren kontra, ere bai. Bueno, hemen dauzkagun kontuak dire... lehen izan ditu, makinekin izan dako istripuak, garraioak eta gero zera naturaren kontrakoak eta orain hirugarrena hilketak, batez be hilketak agertzen dire hemen. The Little Grave in Georgia entzungo dugu lehenengokoa. Bueno, kantu honetan daukagun historioa gertatu zan 1913an, udaberrian gertatu zan. Mary Fagan izeneko neskatila 13 urtekoa agertu zan bortxatua eta hilda. Atlanta hirian gertatu zan kontu hori eta hiri horretan ba, jendea egon zan harrituta. Azkenean, Leo Frank atxilotu egin zuten, bera judatarra zan, eta bera zan, lapitze lantegi batean arduraduna zan, eta Mary Fagan, neskatila 13 urtekoa, lantegi hartan egiten zuen lana. Izan zan epaitua eta zigortua. Azkenean eriot zigorra ba, komutatu egin zioten, baina Leo Frank izan zan baitua, kartzelatik atara zuten, torturatu egin zuten eta lintzatu egin zuten vigilante batzuk. Vigilanteak izin ziren kasu honetan, Ku Klux Klanekoak, The Knights of Mary Fagan sortu zuten Ku Klux Klanek olako zera adar bat herria hartan eta horiek egin zuten. Kontua da, askozaz geroago, 1982an, garai hartan mutiltxoa zana, emon zuen testimonioa, aitortu egin zuen, hiltzean zegoenean, berak ikusi zauela benetan nori zintzan hiltzailea, eta ezin izan Leo Frank gizon hartan, baizik eta beste langile bat, langile baltzbet zegoena zera, lantegi hartan, eta berak, mutil horrek, aitortu egin zuen berak ikusi zuela bera bestea eroaten Mary Faganen gorputza mutilatua. Horrelakoak dire gauzak, baina Leo Frank baitu torturatu eta lintzatu egin zuten, pentsatuz bera erruduna zala. E.R. Johnsonek grabatu egin zuen urriaren 11/1927, The Little Grave in Georgia izeneko kantu hori.
Light and kind-hearted, not a care in this the little town of Marietta, where the little bird sings in a tree. Her little grave is all colored in ivory, while loved ones are waiting for me. There's a little grave down in Georgia, in the little town of Marietta, where the little bird sings in a tree. Her little grave is all covered in ivory, while loved ones are waiting for thee. Little Mary was just 14, she was as pretty as a queen. Her hair was dark and curly, not a sweeter child ever was seen. Now she sleeps in the little town of Marietta, where the little bird sings in a tree. Her little grave is all covered in ivory, while loved ones are waiting for thee. That day that you left her mother, that day I never can forget. That day that you left for the car line, well, imagine that I see her till yet. Now she sleeps in the little town of Marietta, where the little birds sing in a tree. The little grave is all covered in ivory, while loved ones are waiting for me. God to meet her, where there be no brutal murder no more. Now she sleeps in the little town of Marietta, where the little bird sings in a tree. Her little grave is all covered in ivory, while loved ones are waiting for thee.
Bilboiria bilduak gmail.com.
Bueno, entzun dugu kantu hori, Little Grave in Georgia, Mary Fagan eskatilaren hilketari buruzkoa. Orain, Murder of the Lawson Family, Lawson familiako hilketaren kontua. Bueno, Charlie Lawson joan zan zera, irire, baserritik, familia osoarekin, bere andrarekin eta zortzi seme alabekin, argazki bat ataratzeko Lawsonvillen, Ipar Karolinan. Hortik eta egun gitzitara, Gabon egunean, 1929, bere andra eta zortzi seme alabak akatu eta gero bere burua ere bai. Walter Kidd Smithek, Carolina Bodies taldearekin grabatu egin zuen kantua apurtxo bat gerotxoago, pare bat hilabete gerotxoago, 1930, martxoaren 25, grabatu egin zuen. Eta berak gero kantatu egin zuen zuzenean kantu hori, zera, hilerrian nun zera, lurperatu egin zituzten Lawson familiakoek, bertan grabatu, zera, kantatu egin zuen kantua. Eta gero, ba, olako erakusketa bat egin zuten Lawsonen etxean, zera, dana zegoen geratu zan moduan, hilketaren momentuan, hor zukaldearen zera mailan pastela bat pres jatekoa eta dana geratu zen moduan, eta bertan ere Carolina Budisek egiten zuen kantu zuzenean joaten zinenentzako erakusketa hori ikusteko. Gauzak zer direzen, Murder of the Lawson Family.
Snow was on the ground, is home in North Carolina, where this murderer he was found. His name was Charlie Lawson, and he had a loving wife, but was never known what called him. Papa, won't you spare our lives, for it is so hard to die. But the raging man could not be stopped, he would not heed their call, and kept on firing fatal shots until he killed them all. Troubles will be o'er. They did not carry him to jail, no lawyers did he pay. He will have his trial in another world on the final judgment day. All were buried in a crowded grave, while the angels watched above. Come home, my little ones, to the land of peace and love.
Bueno, pasaden astean eta orain bi aste ere bai, hainbeste berzino entzun genituenak Frankie and Johnny kantuarenak, eta zelan ez bilduma honetan agertu behar zan kantu hori. Frankie and Johnny agian da zera murder baladik eta famatuena, balada, hilketaren baladarik famatuena. Frankie izin zan neska bat, eta Johnny edo Albert beste berzio batzuetan bere gizona hil egin zuen tratu txarrak emotiagatik. Ez dakigu ze neurrireño, ze baladaren zezatia den egia eta zezatia den leyenda, baina hilketa hori gertatu zan San Luis zera irien, eta hortik itxira grabatu egin zan 1906an komposatu egin zan kantua, eta gero 100 berzinoak dauz. Hemen bilduma honetan People Take Warning izeneko bilduma honetan agertzen dana Dykes Magic City irukotea grabatu egin zuen 1927an martxoaren 9an. Entzun dezagun.
Frankie was a good woman, everybody knows. Paid $100 bill for little Albert to suit her clothes, for he's my man, my gambling man. Frankie went down to the bar room, chartered up a glass of beer, Said she to the bartender, is my little Albert here, for he's my man, my gambling man. Not gonna tell you any, Frankie. Not gonna tell you no lie. He left here just about a moment ago with a girl called Alice Fry, for he's your man, your gambling man. Frankie went out a walking. She did not go far from. For under her apron she had concealed a 44 Gatling gun. Gonna murder the man that done me wrong. Please don't murder me, Frankie. Please don't murder me now. For I love you, indeed I do, and I know my love is true. But I'm the man that done you wrong. Turn me over, Frankie. Turn me over slow. But please don't touch my wounded side. My heart will overflow. But I'm the man that done you wrong.
Bueno, beste hilketa bat, oso famatua egin zana. Bueno, guk izango dugun kantua, balada, da The Trial of Richard Bruno Hauptmannek, bizatitan agertzen da eta biak entzungo ditugu. Richard Bruno Hauptmann izin zan epaitua eta zigortua. Zera, The Crime of the Century esan zuten garai hartan, 1922-an, baitua eta hilda izin zan 20 hilabete zituen Charles Augustus Lindbergh-en semea. Lindbergh izin zan lehenengoko zera pilotoa egin zauena, bidaia abioiez lehenengo aldiz New Yorketik Parisera eskalarik gabe. Eta 1922-an esan dugun moduan bere semia baitua izin zan etxetik eta gero, osea, naiz eta dirua ordaindu askatzekoa, umea hilda agertu zan. Kontua da Richard Bruno Hauptmann, bueno, ejekutatu egin zuten, hil egin zuten, aulki elektrikoan, electric chair horretan, All Smoky izeneko, zelako izena, aulki horretan, baina bera beti esan zauen hil arte Richard Bruno Hauptmannek esan zauen bera zuen ezer ikusirik hilketa horrekin. Bera hil zuten apirilaren 3an 1936an, la urte ostean, umea hil eta la urte pasaute. Berak hil bazuen ala ez dakigu benetan. Trial of Richard Bruno Hauptmann, hau izin zan balada, Bill Kosek grabatu zuen 1935an, beraz grabatu egin zuenean ondino bizirik zegoen gizona Hauptmann. Hau da, epaiketari buruzkoa, ez ahaztu, Trial of Richard Bruno Hauptmann, urrengo urtean ejekutatuko zuten, hil zuten Richard Bruno, baina Bill Kosek aurreko urtean grabatu egin zuen kantu hori.
Here's a story that's worth repeating. It's a story that ends the same. Of a man gone astray, and the price he must pay, he's the only one who's to blame. In the quaint little town of Flemington, on the 2nd of January, Bruno sat in that room, and the state asked his doom, while the world listened to that story. On the jury sat four good women, on the jury sat eight good men. And the judge said, proceed. And the state said, indeed. While the defense said, go prove it then. Lindy's wife, the state's first witness. January 3rd was the day. And she held in her hand, as she said on the stand, the suit her dear child wore away. Colonel Lindy was the state's next witness. Said he paid though his child was dead. Under oath there he swore that he heard, hey doctor, just the same as Hoffman had said. It was the ninth when they called Doc Condon, and he said with a voice that rang true, that the kidnapper John was Bruno Hoffman. Bruno turned pale when Jaffe got through. And they called a handwriting expert. Mr. Osborne was that man's name. And he swore Hoffman wrote each ransom note. Bruno snarled, for he knew no shame. You're a liar, yelled Bruno Hoffman to the agent Tom Sisk on the stand. As the jury he told, they found notes of gold that were given the kidnapper's hand. Helen Achenbrock, Bruno's neighbor, told how Bruno had limped one day, when a voice with a ring hollered, you were lying, Miss Hoffman was heard to say. Then the state threw attorney Willens to the kind-hearted judge, Tretchard said, sir, the state rests its case, and he stole in that place. You, the state, demanded Bruno dead.
FM 96.0, Bilbo Iria.
The defense called their first witness January the 24th day. Bruno then took the stand, on the Bible his hand, and he swore that the truth he would say. On the 28th he admitted that he lied to the New York police. In a voice hoarse and bold, then his story he told the jury he was with his niece. Bruno Hoffman was cross-examined, and this was what he told. Said it was the wish of Isidore Fish that he kept the shoebox of gold. But he wouldn't explain the address that is found in his small closet wall. First he answered with yes, then he said no, I guess. And the jury listened to it all. When they asked why he hid that money in the wall with the auger holes, well, he mumbled a sigh, trying hard to reply just how to explain his bankroll. He denied that piece of pine wood. He denied about the ladder, too. He denied every word the jury had heard, and he said that each word was untrue. On the 13th day of February, the judge charged the jury, and he said, judge him fair when you all get in there and deliberate honestly. On the jury set four good women. On the jury set eight good men. When the jury came out, not a face had a doubt. They had dealt true justice then. Oh, the story is worth repeating. It's a story that ends the same. When a man goes astray, there's a price he must pay. He's the only one who's to blame. On the last great day in heaven,
when the master calls out each name. Will you stand with the blessed in eternal rest, or will you have to answer some shame?
Lance Desvelar, entzungo dugun urrengoko kantua, kantu Keijun, Dennis McGee eta Ernest Fruits grabatu egin zuten 1930ean, azaroaren 21ean. Baina kantu honetan, balada honetan, esaten kontatzen diguten hilketa gertatu zen asko sarinago, 19. mendeko hilketa izin zen, andra batek bere gizona hil zuen. Kasu honetan, mendeko hartzeko edo zera Frankie and Johnnyren kasuan. Kasu honetan, andra hori ez zegoen bat ere posi gizonagaz, beste gizon bat zuen eta pentsatu zuen arazorik ez iziteko honena zan lehenengokoa akatu, eta gauza hori egin zuen. Dennis McGee eta Ernest Fruchet grabatu egin zuten, Keijun tradizinotik ez etorren hilketa hori, eta eure grabatu zuten bibolinekin kantu hori. Entzungo dugu 13. kantua Bill Lyons eta Stackoli. Hau izin zen Frankie and Johnny baladarekin batera famatuena. Billy Lyons eta Stackoliren hilketa kontu hori gertatu zen bebai San Luis irian. Eta urte berean, biak izan ziren urte berean, 19. mendearen bukaeran, azkenengo hamarkadan. Stackoli hil zuen Billy Lyons. Biok egon ziren taberna batean, kartetan, eta Billy Lyonsek zera esan zion ez dako liri trampa egin zauela, eta besteak haserretu eta bertan hil. Billy Lyons eta Stackoli deitzen dira, edo Staggerly bertsio gehienak, mi aldiz grabatu izin da, batez be baltzen artian, ez bakarrik blues tradizioan, geroago bebai rock and roll berzinoak badaoz, baina Fury Ferry Lewisek egin zuen bere berzioa urriaren, zehamila betzen eta hogeita zazpian, urrian. Hauze, entzungo duguna, Billy Lyons eta Stacco Lee.
I remember one September, on one Friday night, Stacco Lee and Billy Lyons had a great fight. Crying when you lose your money, line to lose. Billy Lyons shot 6 feet, Stacco Lee bet he passed. Stacco Lee out with his 45, said you done shot your last. When you lose your money, line to lose. Lord, a woman come a running, fell down on her knees, crying, oh, Mr. Stacco Lee, don't shoot my brother, please, when you lose your money. Now you're talking about some gambler, ought to see Richard Lee. Shot $1,000 and come out on a three, crying when you lose your money, learn to lose. Lord, the judge told the sheriff, we want him dead or alive. How in the world can we bring when it tolls to 45, when you lose your money, learn to lose. Lord, a woman told the judge, my husband named Jack Shelf. Want to rest poor Stacco Lee, better go somewhere else. When you lose your money, line to
Bueno, Billy Lyons eta Stacco Lee entzun dugu Fury Lewisen berzioa. Orain azkeneko kantu bat entzungo dugu. Hauze da zaharragoa eta Europatik zetorren diotzezko balada, Pretty Polly izenekoa. Badauz, bebai Inglaterrako kantarien, folk kantarien repertorioetan hainbeste berzioak eta hainbeste aldiz grautakoa. Guk entzungo duguna Estatu Batuetako berzinoa da, John Hammondek grabatu zuen irailaren 17an, 1927. Pretty Polly-ren historioa da, bueno, berak aurdun zegoen neska hori eta bere mutilak hil zuen itsasontzi batean, Ameriketara joaten zirenean. Bere mutila John Wilson izin zan arotza, itsasontzi hartan eta hil zuen Bedford itsasontzian zegoenean. Eta gero leiendaren kontue da agertu zala Wilsonen aurrean agertu zala neska hori, hil zauen neska, aurdun zegoenez bere umeagaz besoetan, eta gizona azkenean aitortu egin zuen bere hilketa, baina gero hil zan itsasontzian bertan eskorbutoz hil zan gizona. Hauze da Pretty Polly balada.
So when I lived in London, that city of Merlin town. So when I lived in London, that city of Merlin town, I met up with a lady. Call her Pretty Polly, your name would do so well. They called her Pretty Polly, her name would do so well. The love of her body has sent her soul to hell. So where's Pretty Polly? Oh, yonder she stands. So where's Pretty Polly? Oh, yonder she stands, with the rings on her fingers and lily white hands. Come and go, a Pretty Polly, come go along with me. Come and go, my Pretty Polly, come go along with me. Before we get married, there's pleasure to see. See later over hills and our tale is so deep. See later over hills and our tale is so deep. Polly, she mistrusted and then began to weep. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, what makes us so sad? Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, what makes us so sad? When there's nothing concerning for you to be so mad. So Willie, I'm afraid of your way. So Willie, I'm afraid of your way. The way you've been rambling, you lead me astray. Polly, Pretty Polly, you're getting just right. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, you're getting just right. I dug on your grave 6 long hours of life's night. She threw her arms around him and cried in great fear. She threw her arms around him and cried in great fear. How can you kill a poor girl that loves you so dear? There's no time for talking, there's no time to sing. There's no time for talking, there's no time to stand. He drew a deadly whip and all in his right hand. He stopped her to the heart and the blood it did flow. He stopped her to the heart and the blood it did flow. And down in the grave Pretty Polly sure did go.
bilboiria.com Interneten ere zuzenean entzungai.
Bueno, hause izin da dana arratsalde honetan programa oso bat egin dugu, monografikoa People Take Warning bildumari buruzkoa, Murder Ballads and Disaster Songs, zera, pasaren mendearen lehenengoko hiru hamarkadetan estatu batuetan garatako kanzinoak, balada ugari gizakia makinaren kontra, naturaren kontra eta beste gizakien kontrakoa be bai. Hau zizendadana, datorren astera arte, agur. Somebody help me get out.